Yes.
Hello, Mr. Patrick Makuma?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Mr. Makuma, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us? If issues of in your area and in the nation, okay? I'll be as brief as possible, sir. So, Mr. Makuma, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
100% will vote.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You were breaking up.
I will vote.
You will vote. Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. And what is your age, Mr. Makuma?
39.
Okay. Let me... 39. Moving forward. Just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
African-American. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024. From 0 to 10, where 0 you're not at all motivated, 10 extremely motivated. You can use any number you may want.
10.
But regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Mr. Makuma, I'm going to read a list. Please pick two. Immigration and border security, health care costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, inflation and the economy, improving K through 12 public school education. Which two?
I'll take gun protection.
Gun regulation and reform?
Yes.
And
inflation.
Inflation. Okay, inflation in the economy. Moving forward, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Often? And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often?
No, often.
Often, okay. Moving forward, how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 1 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have never heard of the organization or the person, please say so. Cornel West.
Never heard.
Okay. What about the National Rifle Association or NRA?
I would say very 0.
0.
Like very
what about,
cold. Yeah.
What about Black Lives Matter?
0.
What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Never heard of it.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
0.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about the Republican Party?
0.
What about Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott?
Never heard of him.
Okay, moving forward, so I can get you back to you then. If I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden, or nobody, or other?
Nobody for now.
Would you say undecided, wouldn't vote, or other?
Undecided.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Not worried at all? And now, sir, I'd like you to, I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay? Now, sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Okay.
Sexism.
I agree.
You agree strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly, I agree.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, I agree.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Strongly, I agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Strongly disagree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, moving forward, so we're almost done. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Somewhat disagree.
So you somewhat oppose this or strongly oppose this?
Somewhat oppose it.
Okay. Now, Mr. I'm going to read you two statements that, Mr. Patrick, that some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional value of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our choices. Statement B, other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of those two statements do you agree with more, Mr. Patrick?
The second one.
B, much more or
yes.
Somewhat more?
Very more.
Much more, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Mr. Patrick, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each one on using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Immigration to this country.
10.
10. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Freedom to protest against the police or government.
10.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
10.
The right to bear arms.
I'll say 5.
5. Equal economic opportunity for all.
10.
And police that treat everyone the same.
10.
Thank you. Moving forward, we're almost finished here now. We're at 90% finished, Mr. Makuma. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0, you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How would you feel about this?
10.
10. And America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last 2 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
5.
And, sir, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 means you are not all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number from 0 to 10. And the last question, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master.
Master's? Okay.
Yep.
And are you married, unmarried, single, separate, widowed?
Married.
Married. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Younger.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. And how would you describe the area where you live in, Mr. Patrick? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Patrick, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay? You've been a great help, okay? Enjoy your day.
Thanks. Good luck.